Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application, March 19th, 2026. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:23-24. Personal application begins when Scripture moves from being something we study to something that shapes the way we think, believe, and live. Using the inductive Bible study method, we observe what Romans 3:23-24 says. We interpret what it means, and then we apply how it should influence our daily lives. When we observe the text, we notice how direct and honest Paul's language is. All have sinned leaves no room for denial or exception. The verse also connects sin with falling short of God's glory, showing that sin is not merely about breaking rules, but failing to live as God designed. We then see a sharp contrast in verse 24. Those who have sinned are also justified by His grace as a gift. The same people who fall short are the ones God declares righteous. This contrast stands at the center of the gospel. Interpreting these verses helps us understand their meaning. Romans 3:23 removes the pressure to pretend. Many people carry a hidden burden of self-justification, trying to prove they are good enough, moral enough, or better than others. Paul dismantles that effort by showing that everyone stands in the same position of need. Paul does not leave us there. Romans 3:24 shows that God's response to human failure is not rejection, but grace. Justification is not earned, it is announced. Grace is not a reward, it is a gift. Redemption is not imaginary. It is costly and real, accomplished through Jesus Christ. Applying these truths calls for personal honesty and trust. Romans 3:23-24 invites us to stop measuring ourselves by others and to start resting in God's grace. It challenges us to release pride when we succeed and despair when we fail. If our standing with God depends on grace, then we are free to confess sin without fear and pursue obedience without anxiety. This passage also shapes how we treat others. When we remember that we are justified by grace, not merit, we grow in humility, patience, and compassion. Grace received becomes grace extended. Finally, Romans 3:23-24 calls us to live gratefully. Redemption reminds us that freedom was purchased at great cost. Grace does not minimize sin, it overcomes it. Living in light of these verses means walking each day aware that we are fully known, fully forgiven, and deeply loved because of what Christ has done for us. Reflection questions. 1. Where do you tend to compare yourself to others rather than rest in God's grace? 2. How does knowing that justification is a declaration from God, not something you earn, affect your confidence before Him? 3. In what practical ways can you extend the same grace you have received to others today? Memorization prompt. On a scale of 0 through 10, how well do you know Romans 3:23-24 right now? 0 being not at all, and 10 being I can recite it confidently. Write the number. Before tomorrow, practice reading, writing, and reciting the verse so that your score increases by at least 2 points.